Section 2. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives 1. Term, 2 years. Salary, $174,000. U.S. House of Representatives, District 1. Candidates were asked to respond to 3 questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? There are 3 candidates for U.S. House District 1. Suzanne Bonamici, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. Everyone deserves to live with dignity and respect as they age, which is why a secure retirement and earned benefits like Social Security are important. I have strongly opposed efforts to privatize Social Security and end Medicare as we know it, efforts that would impose extra costs on older Americans. I am a vocal advocate for giving Social Security recipients a cost-of-living adjustment so their payments keep up with rising costs of housing, medication, and other basic needs. We can bolster Social Security by raising or lifting the cap. I am a co-sponsor of the Social Security 2100 Act, which includes increasing benefits for current and future beneficiaries and creating a new minimum benefit so no one retires with poverty-level benefits. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. We need compassionate and comprehensive immigration policy. Immigrants make our country better, and I do not support the hateful targeting and harmful rhetoric directed toward the immigrant community. I support protecting Dreamers and their families, a path to citizenship, and improvements to the asylum system, including the removal of any unfair, burdensome, or unnecessary restrictions to those coming to our country who are seeking asylum. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. The climate crisis is an existential threat and a national emergency. Congress must take meaningful action to reduce emissions and transition to a clean energy economy. Because the climate crisis disproportionately affects low-income and BIPOC communities, we need a just transition with the creation of more good jobs, including for people historically left behind. I will continue to work in Congress to take urgent action to reduce emissions and protect our planet for generations to come. Additionally, I have championed legislation to address ocean acidification and marine debris, and I'm working to prevent heat-related illnesses and deaths. Bob Todd, Republican. Answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. I would make sure that the Social Security Insurance Fund was used solely for its intended purposes. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. I would make it a felony to cross the border illegally and a forfeiture of any future citizenship. I believe in international intervention and prevention of the cause of the illegal immigration and massive immigration law reform to make it more equitable for everyone. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. I would push for an international ban on weather modification in the same stream of thought as has been done with nuclear and biological weapons treaties. Joe Christman, Libertarian. Answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. I do not think it is realistically sustainable. I'd lean towards supporting a slow-phased privatization. We don't want to be throwing the elderly on the streets, but we also have to accept the system is not sustainable. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. I think Americans have a right to know who's coming in, so border security should be increased. But this must not become an excuse for policing abuses. America's immigration system should serve existing American citizens, not harm them. Thus, legal immigration should primarily focus around things like family unification, not economic issues. Economic immigration should only be allowed in exceptional circumstances, and not being willing to spend enough money to hire existing American citizens isn't an exceptional circumstance. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. I don't think this is the job of the federal government. That said, greatly decreasing the size of the military and bombs dropped on foreign countries would probably help reduce CO2.